This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Yeah. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. I can't tell you how delighted I am to be with you today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Call in line if you'd like to call us is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Listen line 605-477-3249. And even if you find us on the internet, on YouTube or a rebroadcast, that listen line is still running 24 hours a day. So even if this happens to be a delayed broadcast for you and you're listening weeks later, you can still call in and listen to the current listen line, 605-477-3249. Captain John Reagan is with us. Welcome, Captain John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
John, it's great to hear your voice. You know, let me just start off the broadcast this way. I had a chance to chat with John Stadtmiller. And had a chance to chat with Miles, and I've had a chance to chat with Norm Shealy, and I've had a chance to chat with a number of our instructors, and I've told them all the same thing, our very close instructors, that I love them. John, I love you, and I just want to tell you it's not a thing. I mean it's true love. You're a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful person. I just wanted to share that publicly, that. I am the most fortunate man on the planet. I have the most wonderful, wonderful friends and extended family. And there it is. There it is. And I mentioned to Nathan, our engineer, who's been with us for quite a long time, just on top of his game all the time. So there you go. So, John, how are you?
Well, yesterday I had my odometer turnover. It's one of those birthdays where you end up with a zero at the end.
Wow. 30?
Yes, actually, it's 30. Just celebrating the 30th anniversary of that.
Yeah. Well, I had many of those odometer resets or rollovers. And I did the 30 was, I guess the 30 was an interesting one, and the 40 was an interesting one. But, they really weren't, setbacks, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. Next one will be 70. I want to keep going. I want to keep getting into the, three-digit rollovers. That's my plan. And I remember when my dad lay very, very ill toward the end of his life, and he was getting weaker by the day, and I said, Dad, don't let him do it. Don't let those guys, don't let those lousy thugs cheat you out of any of your hard-earned paid-in Social Security. Don't let them do it. And what I meant was, just from a financial perspective, keep going, keep going. And it's incumbent upon us to just keep going. John, let me say it this way. Many of us, and I've asked for prayers here at USA Prepares for the faculty and their families and the students and their families. And I really meant it. And we had some very, 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 very dark days. Very dark days. And a number of our faculty have gotten new leases on life. Just recently. I mean, just recently. And when I say recently, I mean, you know, within days and hours of right now. And I'm delighted to report that. And I'm hoping that the rest of our faculty gets the same leases on life, new leases on life that some of our faculty have. So things are things are on the upswing, getting better. And we are becoming healthier. And that's good. So we all need to become healthier. So class, let me ask one more time, please. Please continue to include your instructors and their families and your families in your prayers. It's working. I'm telling you, I've got a tear in my eye. It's working. I mean it. John, you've got a tremendous lineup for us today. Absolutely tremendous. And I was looking at thousands to close this year. Wow. I was talking to John Stadtmiller about that last night. He called me, and I said, yeah, we're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about thousands to close this year. There are people who believe that things are getting better. You know, we've got a new guy in the White House, way better than the old guy, no question about it. The old guy was just inept. You know, the worst CEO in the galaxy. I'm talking about Barack Obama, Barry Satoru. He's an international, intergalactic disgrace. The new guy, there seems to be this feeling that things are getting better. But yet, the damage that has been laid in front of us by corporate greed, corporate mistakes, greedy government, oppressive government, is coming to haunt us right now. Thousands to close this year. John, please help us.
I think I'm going to need to go back in and dig out the article where the Obama administration changed the way of calculating GDP because they added this double seasonal adjustment, which, you know, was nowhere in any of my education. And the result of that is GDP has stayed positive, even though it's been very anemic. And the reason that's important is because two quarters in a row of negative GDP growth is what constitutes the start of a recession. And I'm pretty sure they did that for political reasons to keep things, you know, believable up through the election, which didn't go the way they wanted. But there's been many, many things behind the scenes, and this is one of them that suggests things are not as they seem. The actual headline on the article, the retail bubble has now burst. A record 8,640 stores are closing in 2017, and it's probably going to be more than that. We've even, we've talked about, you know, many of the companies. Sears is already quietly closing more stores than they had announced. And it's just not a good time for the brick and mortar retail. Radio Shack is going down the hill again, and they're at the top of the store closing, Payless Shoes. It's just a long list. And then there's the consequences of all that. You have the employees that get laid off that you're going to have a hard time, more than likely, finding another job.
I've got a comment, John. A few days ago, I happened to be in Springfield, Missouri. And I had about half an hour that between stops. So I decided I would stop in at Sears, and I went to the mall, Battlefield Mall in Springfield, Missouri. Parking lot by Sears was absolutely, positively empty. I could have my choice of any but maybe three parking spaces, maybe four. So I walked in, and there's a guy at the, I went in the craftsman department end of the store, and there was one customer at another in the lawn and garden section, you know, where they have lawn equipment and little riding mowers and stuff. There's one customer there with a salesperson, and the guy behind the craftsman counter, checkout counter, was all by himself, and there was nobody in the craftsman tool area, in the entire tool area, just me. I wandered around the store, and I found two other customers, senior citizens. They were looking at appliances. They were going to buy like a washing machine. So there's one salesman there. That was it. Except for this one gal I met in the mattress department. I was walking past there, and I saw this clearance section for mattresses. Clearance section for mattresses. And they were all in these sealed bags. And it was like massive, massive price reductions, like 75% off. I'm thinking, how can that be? Well, some mattresses were over $2,000, and they were marked down. And I read the end of the tags, and I thought, what's with these? You know, they weren't in the typical, they didn't look the same as regular mattresses. They looked new and clean and all that. However, they're marked used. There's a section that said, you know, well, what is this mattress, the size and the condition, and used. Sears, let me say this very clearly. Sears, at the Battlefield Mall in Springfield, Missouri, is selling mattresses in sealed bags that are marked used. I remember from years ago that you couldn't sell a mattress. You couldn't put one on a garage sale and, or a yard sale and sell a used mattress. But I guess that doesn't apply anymore to Sears. So Sears was selling used mattresses. And I said to this gal next to me, both of us are middle-aged, and I said, wow, I'm kind of surprised, $800 for a mattress. And she said, yeah, and that's used. We're not talking about a huge California or king-size mattress. I'm talking about something that the size that we might have here at our farmhouse, you know, for an antique bed. Used mattress, you know, just under $1,000. Knew it was, you know, in the $2,000 neighborhood, so it says. So I continued walking around. You know, I'm scratching my head thinking, I can't believe this. Number one, Sears is so desperate they're selling used mattresses. Two, there are no customers here. And so I happened to see something that caught my eye. They had a garden hose. Actually, they had two sizes, 100-foot and 50-foot. And I really, really like the Sears 50-foot lifetime warranty garden hose, or at least I used to. Brass ends, lifetime warranty. If anything ever happens to it, you bring it back and they'll give you a new one. So if you have a leak in your garden hose, you can get a new one from Sears. Let me tell you what happened when we come back. This is all germane to the conversation about stores closing. Captain John Reagan's with us. EZE33.org. EZE33.org. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, I was at Sears in the Battlefield Mall in Springfield, Missouri. And I was looking at these really nice garden hoses. They're black and they're lifetime warranty. And they were priced pretty low. $19.99, I believe, was the price for the 50-foot lifetime warranty garden hose. But I looked at it and I thought, you know, mine has brass ends on it, very heavy brass ends. And it's probably 20, 30 years old right now and still running fine. And these are a heavy-duty commercial, and so you can leave them outside, and the sun doesn't affect them as much, and what a great way to go. So I read the package, and it said, and I was considering buying this. Felt a little lighter than my hose. The aluminum ends were way thinner, way less material than was used for the brass ends that I have on the, you know, the existing garden hose that we have here at the farm. And I like to keep these 50-footers right on the hydrants. We have several hydrants throughout around the farmhouse. So if there's a fire or something goes wrong, there's a hose attached with a nozzle, and we can put it out right away. So it's a safety thing for us here at the farm because nobody's coming. Nobody's coming to help us. We're on our own. And so I thought I'd buy this, and I read the package, and it said lifetime warranty with proof of purchase. So I put it down. I started to walk out, and the guy at the Craftsman counter right by the door, the exit door, you know, said, "Hey, can I help you?" And I said, "I got a question for you. Those hoses over there, the ones with the lifetime warranty, proof of purchase, that's going to be kind of hard to do because I know I'm not going to stick that receipt on that hose and have it with me all the time." And he goes, "I'll give you a new one. I mean, if anything goes wrong, you just bring it back to me, and I'll give you a new one." I said, "I'm not sure you're going to be here." As a matter of fact, I'm not sure Sears is going to be here. He goes, no. Sears, we're doing great. Sears is doing, we're making money. This store is making money. We're doing great. And I'm looking around. The parking lot is empty. It's always been empty for the last 5 years. There are 12 customers in the store. He's got enough time to talk to me because I'm the only guy within reach. There's no line at the register. It's just me, and I'm not even buying anything. And he's telling me that it's going to be okay because he's going to help me in the future. I'm thinking, I don't even think Sears is going to be here. John, do you have a comment on this?
Yeah, I think the lifetime warranty is for the life of the store.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I bought a dishwasher from Sears and I moved from one state to another. They're having a store closing, and they had their very, very best dishwasher on sale. They only had one of them. It was the display model. So I thought, okay, I'll buy that. And I bought it and had all kinds of problems with it. So I finally, after exasperation of years of trying to get this thing fixed by Sears Service, they just said, you know what, we don't have any more of these computer control boards. The only thing we can put is keep putting these used ones in. And I'm sorry that it's leaking on the floor. I'm sorry that it does this. I'm sorry we can't fix it. So I went to bring it back, and they said, bring it back where you got it. And I said, well, I can't. You closed the store. And they said, well, we'll bring it back there. I said, you don't understand. You guys closed the store. It's not there anymore. And they didn't want to help me. That's Sears. That's Sears. Satisfaction guaranteed your money back. That was what they used to mean. They don't mean it anymore. They don't even have it on the side of their store. They used to say satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go look. Go look in front of the entrance of your Sears store and see if you see that. They don't mean it. And they tell you, even the store manager says, we don't work for you. We don't work for the customers. I talked to a Sears manager in a Sears store in Lynchburg, Virginia. And I said, hey, I used to work at Sears. Satisfaction guaranteed your money back. He goes, we don't do that anymore. We don't work for you. We work for the shareholders. We don't work for you. You're not the reason we're here. We're here so that the CEO of Sears can get a great big fat bonus based on share price. That's why we're here. That's the problem with Sears. They've lost their way. They've lost their way. And now I can't think of a reason to buy a Craftsman tool. Not one. Not one. I'm hoping that I can collect all my broken Craftsman tools. Not that I have many, but I hope I can find all the ones that I put away in these, you know, drawers of the of the toolboxes so that I can get them all and get them replaced before they do go out of business. Because when I bought them, that was the plan. The plan was to buy them and never have to worry about paying for another one because they're guaranteed for life. And that would be, you know, the hand tools, not the electrical power tools. But I'm concerned about Sears. And I had this chat with Mrs. Finelli, and I've had this chat with some others as recently as yesterday, that Sears was a kind of a way of life, John. It, you know, back in the 1890s, if you wanted, you could buy a house. You could buy a kit, a house kit. I've seen houses that were assembled from the Sears Roebuck catalog. I've seen them. They were pretty darn nice, well thought out, well laid out, well constructed houses. You could buy a house at Sears. You could buy clothing, good, better, best. You could buy the quality you wanted based on the price you wanted to pay, and know that it was, even if it was not their best, even if it was just their good quality or their middle quality, it was still good, and you knew that.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the feed,
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan's with us. The Financial State of the Union.com. The Financial State of the Union.com. We're at the news tab. John, I'm looking at this graph that you've posted a link to. It's red bars going horizontally. 2017 announced store closings. I cannot overemphasize how significant this information is about store closings. And it says a lot.
Another link to this is the malls are not built just with cash. They're basically financed, and those are broken up into securities and bought as investments. A lot of those are purchased by, guess what, pension funds. So as these malls and commercial properties have problems, that's going to damage the investments that the pension funds have. And that's, you know, that's one of the legs of the pension funds. You also have bonds and stocks. As interest rates go up, bonds go down, and we've got these overvalued stocks that are going to crash at least 50% just based on what past corrections have done. And these based on how high it is now, this correction could be even 70 or 90%. So pension funds are getting ready to take a big hit probably within the next year.
I'm looking at this graph, John, 2017 announced store closings that you've got linked on your website for today. And the number one store closer looks like it's going to be Radio Shack with 550 stores. And here's what I'm reading into this. Yeah, it's just a bar graph, horizontal bar graph. 550 stores, Radio Shack. Now, why? Who goes to Radio Shack? What do you need at Radio Shack? Well, years ago, when I was at the university, back in the 70s, I would go to Radio Shack and buy resistors, capacitors, transistors, integrated circuits, circuit board material. I would buy radio supplies in order to build radio circuits and other kinds of circuits, oscillators and so forth. I don't go there anymore. I can get everything I need on the Internet. But in addition to that, do young people who now are the same age that I was when I was at the university, are they building all kinds of cool things, experimenting and you know, taking their try at being inventive? Are they doing that? I don't think so. I really don't think so. Not very much. So that could be one reason. And who do you go to for advice at Radio Shack? And does that person who works there have the advice and counsel today that they might have had years ago? You know, the hobbyist that would love working at a Radio Shack. I worked at a Radio Shack. I walked in to buy a computer and I had my coupon. The guy said that expired. I said, oh, well, I don't really want it if it's not 10% off. And he said, well, it will be. It will be 10% off when you start your job here. So the guy hired me on the spot. I was a customer. And because he thought I was knowledgeable enough to be a Radio Shack salesperson, you know, after attending the university, after graduating, and knowing about a little bit about electronics, he thought that maybe I could be a salesperson. He hired me on the spot, and I got my 10% off on my boxed Radio Shack TRS-80 computer that I played with for, you know, a few years. But, you know, I'm looking at this J.C. Penney, as most people call it, 138 stores. It's a big deal. Kmart, 109 stores. Staples, 70 stores. CVS, a drugstore. How can you not have a drugstore succeed? 70 stores are closing. Macy's, 68. Sears, 41. Gander Mountain. Those Gander Mountain stores are the size of a Walmart supercenter. They're going to close 30 of them. John, I don't think this is good news. And what I'm seeing now is parking space in malls is now being rented out for carnivals and all kinds of things, because let's just get some money for this big parking lot that we've paved and that we're paying taxes on. That's what I'm seeing. Is that what you're seeing too?
I'm seeing the reports of that. I'm also seeing where malls are bringing in things like the supermarkets just to get somebody in the space.
Right. Not a good sign. However, I have decided this weekend I'm going to, because of the attack, because of the domestic terrorism attack on the Finelli family by the state of Missouri coming after us wrongly for $100,000, in unpaid sales tax. They demanded that we pay them $100,000. It's absolutely unfounded. We didn't even have sales that were justified. On sales of like $1,000, they wanted $100,000 in sales tax. These guys have lost their mind. They sent the highest level of legal employee after us to extract it. And I buckled down and I wouldn't do it. And we won. We won. And I proved to him there is no justification. None. You don't tax out-of-state sales in Missouri. It doesn't happen. And there's no tax on bullion or numismatics. And that's what they wanted to come after us for. And they were wrong. Because of that attack, that merciless attack, that nonstop, in-our-face threat that went on for months, I refuse to pay sales tax if I can avoid it. I'm not saying evade it. I'm saying avoid it. So yesterday, I needed a cement mixer. And I could have gone to buy one at Harbor Freight, brand new, for a couple hundred bucks, minus my 20% coupon, $180 I could have bought, or less, $160, I could have bought a brand new, inexpensive Chinese-made cement mixer for a small project I have, and I could have sold it when I was done. Nope, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because I didn't want to pay the sales tax on it. So I found a used one, and I bought a used one for $90. And my MO now will be, if I can buy it used, which is not too different from my old MO, if I can buy a used one and not have to pay the state sales tax and the county sales tax, I'm going to do it because of the misery that they put our family through. I'm not going to support the beast. And John Reagan, I believe that is part of the reason why you're seeing some of these stores closing. The oppressiveness of these brick-and-mortar stores, the sales tax that you know, you may not have to pay if you buy it online. You definitely don't have to pay it if you buy it used from an individual. And that's my plan. My plan is to buy it used from an individual and not pay sales tax because these guys are so lousy, so mean. And they attack us. And they build these dossiers on us. Who are these people? Who are these people who are so defective that they get these government jobs and hey, I can spy. I can look at these people. I can read their emails. I can look at what they say on their phone. I can hear what they say on their phone. We can watch them. We can investigate them. We can show up at their houses. We can go in with warrants. We can bash down their doors. We can pull guns on them. Boy, won't that be fun. Tell me that's not the mentality of the government employee. Tell me it's not. Because I think it is. And I object to it. Because I'm not built that way. You know, John, you and I have, in all the years that we've known each other, we have never said, hey, Vinny, hey, John, wouldn't it be fun? Hey, let's go snoop on this guy. He's a government employee. Let's go snoop on his house. Let's do that. Let's go listen in on his phone. Let's plant some bugs. Let's plant a wiretap. Let's plant a tracker on his car. Let's install something on his on our cell phone so we could, if we had one, so we could find out where he's going. Let's track him. Let's follow him. Let's get in the car. Let's get our friends to follow him. Let's look at his wife, his children. Let's see what they do, how they spend their money. Let's look at their receipts. Let's look at their credit card transactions. Let's go look at their bank account. Let's go open their mail. Let's go to the post office and let's read all their mail. John, we've never had even a thought like that until just this second when I'm thinking that's what these guys do to us. Were we going to talk about this today? Something's just hit my button. I guess I hit my own button today. Okay. What's next, John?
Let's talk about the iPhone recycling. We've talked about resource limitations. The USGS has published reports, and we've got less than 20 years global reserves of items like silver, gold, zinc, lead. And when you go out to 25 years, it's even worse than that. And if you don't think this isn't being paid attention to in the boardrooms, Apple made the announcement that they're planning on producing new iPhones strictly from recycled materials. One little catch there is they don't know how to do that yet. And it even says that they know that you know, the source materials are running out. And so if you don't think it's a serious issue, I think this article might change your mind. And the one underneath it talks about the problems with recycling, just the ordinary household materials that's been going on, and the problems of putting certain materials in the trash that make it difficult to separate out, or even damages what's being recycled to the point where it can't be used. And that's before you get to these more difficult items that would have to be taken apart. And you know, in some cases, you'd almost have to just break it down to its you know, original components and some kind of, I don't even know the technology for it, to get the original materials out to manufacture a new version. So it's a big challenge, and it's apparently we're going to see that hit us much quicker than we thought.
I've got a comment on that, John. Over the weekend, I decided I was going to use some of our cast iron cookware, and I was going to make something called Italian beef. Our son came over with this this prepackaged mix, and he took some beef in it, put it in a crock pot, an electric crock pot, and cooked it, and it was pretty good. First time I've ever had it. And I thought, I could do this. But I want to do it with cast iron, because as we go more and more off-grid and more towards solar, we're going to not be able to use that crock pot too often, the electric one. So I got that this cast iron pot, and I was looking. You know, it's kind of big. It's like a 7-quart, 8-quart, too big for what I was trying to do. So I did some research on the Internet. I'll tell you what I found, and it's kind of disturbing. We'll be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, I was making this Italian beef and a cast iron pot, 7 quarts or so. And I decided, you know, it's kind of large for what I was trying to do. I was only making 3 pounds of beef, and I was going to cook it on the stove, the gas stove. And so I started doing some research about Dutch ovens. I thought that'd be better. Maybe a 3 or 4 quart Dutch oven would be great. So I was doing some looking around, and I was looking at vintage ones. Are vintage ones better than the brand new ones? And the new ones are not all that good. And there's only like one or two companies that make new ones in the United States. Most of them come from Asia. So I was watching this video on how cast iron is made today. These cast iron cookware, and they take recycled steel. Recycled steel, and, you know, I'm talking about all kinds of recycled steel and recycled metal and ferrous metal, and they heat it up at certain temperatures. And bottom line is they use banding, like, you know, those straps that hold lumber together, that, you know, those metal bands, they put that in there. And so my question is, what's going into this cookware that that we might be using to cook our food? Of course, I have concerns about that. And that brings me to the real statement I want to make. About during the 1930s and the 1940s, there were medical treatments that used gold, G-O-L-D. These little seeds about the size of a grain of rice. And they mixed them with radon at 222. And so these gold seeds were used to treat maladies and diseases like cancer. And they'd stick one where you have cancer, and assumedly they would help kill the cancer. Well, they had some of these seeds left over, but they were gold, and gold is valuable. So somehow they got melted down into more gold, and they contaminated other gold. So now we've got these radioactive 222, radon 222 gold seeds that are melted in with other gold, and it ends up in the jewelry aisle. So now people are getting wedding bands made with this radioactive gold, and they're finding out that they have to have their fingers sliced off and other parts of their body sliced off because they become cancerous because of the radioactive gold that they thought was just a plain old wedding ring. So my question is, I'm concerned about recycling, and that's what you were talking about, John. You were saying that, you know, we have materials in our recycling system that may be really bad for us. Now, what about containers that may be used for hazardous chemicals or radioactive chemicals that go into these recycled materials? I'm concerned about it. I really am. I don't know the answer, but I'm concerned about it. Back to you.
Well, last week we had the tax filing deadline for the federal government and many of the states, and a couple of quick reports. One is that 44% of Americans won't pay any federal income tax, and that's really nothing new. And Tax Freedom Day for 2017 from the Tax Foundation has been announced, and it was yesterday, April 23rd, so nearly a third of your working life for 2017 is spent to support the government, and that's just for the spending, not the borrowing. If you include the federal borrowing, Tax Freedom Day is May 7th, and of course I talk about the unfunded liabilities, in which case there is no freedom for 2017 because it would take into somewhere until 2018 to just make up the difference to keep the unfunded liabilities from getting worse. So have a nice day.
You don't need to comment on this, do you? I think it's much higher than that, John. I think we're paying even a greater amount of taxes than we actually believe, because there are other taxes that are, you know, not really clear, like license plates, car registration, library fees, park fees, and of course there's sales tax. And then there's then just look at your phone bill, class. Look at your phone bill and see how many different taxes are on your cell phone bill. You won't believe it. I think the highest number is almost 20 different taxes on cell phone bills in some areas of the country. 20 separate lineups. E911 is just one of them. John Reagan, we come back. What are we going to talk about?
Well, we'll talk about those power outages that happened last week.
Yeah. 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 And I'll tell you what, I know people in the Missouri area who were without phone service for 3 days. It was a real problem for them. Trying to conduct business without having cell phone service, trying to conduct business without having internet, that's a real problem. It's a real problem. And what does that mean? No Netflix. That's what that means. So for some people, it could be catastrophic. Captain John Reagan, and I'll be right back here for Top of the Hour news and commercial announcements.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I research the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.